Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by Greta Bedakovich of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're talking about the gerrymandering mid-decade redistricting race to the bottom and what we can all do to stop it. Gerrymandering's bad. It's bad for all of us. It's bad for democracy. It's bad for representative democracy. It's bad for a democratic republic like we've got. The list goes on and on. In short, gerrymandering is bad because it, one, can be used to, frankly, deprive people of the power of their vote based on folks' race. And more broadly, it not only can be incredibly racially discriminatory, but on the whole, it just makes elected officials totally unaccountable. Do we look at the House of Representatives every election cycle and go, well, that's a mess. They're not getting anything done. We can do something to make sure they get things done, to make sure that they engage in less partisanship and more bipartisanship or cross-partisanship. And that's by adopting federal laws that restrict gerrymandering, that makes partisan and racial gerrymandering illegal, that eliminates mid-decade gerrymandering. All of these things are possible. And in fact, Democrats proposed such legislation during the Biden administration. It's called the Freedom to Vote Act, and every single Democrat voted for it, but Republicans didn't. And that gets us to the reason why. Why is it that Republicans do not want to see every qualified citizen voting? And there's one reason why Republicans don't want to see every qualified citizen voting. And that's because they lose. When turnout is high in places like Wisconsin, Republicans lose. So with that, Greta, I want to bring you back into the conversation. We have so many challenges. This is one that it doesn't matter who does the polling, right? Like, generally speaking, conservatives and liberals hate this. We generally all think this is bad, just like we all know that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and that we should be able to legislate and restrict spending in elections. And yet we don't see this becoming law. We don't see these things that have wide agreement becoming law, which sort of brings us back to point one about some of these system reforms that are so essential. There are things being discussed that are termed a redistricting treaty. What are those, and why might they be helpful in this situation?
Yeah, we've seen an idea going around that we've proposed for American Progress as well, and this idea that as states are mid-decade redistricting in response to Texas and trying to neutralize bad actors trying to deliver seats to the president, states that have commissions that have kind of locked their power in this fight should set them aside in order to be able to fight this fight with all the fairness and tools that they need in their seat, in their tool belt to meet this moment, while also calling on Congress to impose the federal standards that we need and reinstate those commissions once we have those standards in place. Because it's fantastic that a lot of states have taken good faith efforts to ban redistricting, or sorry, to ban gerrymandering in their states like California. But we see that if a state like Texas, just one bad actor, how much they can take advantage of the system, even though other states have taken good faith measures. And so we cannot allow that to happen again. And redistricting commissions can only really have a potential realized once Congress has acted.
Yeah, and Greta, this is fascinating to me because in the days that this was sort of just hitting the news and we heard about the potential for this, I listened to liberal pundit after liberal pundit after, you know, election process reform advocate after election process reform advocate basically say, you know, California shouldn't do this in response. This is terrible. Democrats shouldn't do this. And I kept saying, what are you talking about that you can build into the legislation that may enable the mid-decade redistricting? You can build in the off-ramp, right? You can say, we'll go back to the independent commission when these preconditions are met. You can constrain the use of those mid-decade maps. If other red states back away from it, we'll back away from it. It was sort of like we were caught in the theoretical argument when there were very clear practical solutions to this overarching problem. It sounds like this is a bit of what the Center for American Progress Action Fund is proposing in these redistricting treaties. We build it into the legislation if indeed blue-controlled states engage in mid-decade redistricting. That's what this is, in effect, these off-ramps until we can get a federal law that solves this problem.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. But the only thing I'd add, you know, too, in this mid-decade redistricting fight, we're all talking about what happens until 2030 right now. That's where the conversation is about how we can, you know, prevent this problem or appease it until all states get to redistrict after the census. But I think the problem that we see, too, is that's when almost the real fight begins. Like, if we're seeing states like Texas, Missouri, and Florida coming to the table with a, you know, no hands bar approach now, what are they going to do in 2030 is what we have to be asking ourselves. And so states with commissions or mid-decade redistricting and taking that step, great. But back in 2030, in just a few years, they're essentially going to find themselves, you know, constrained again. And that's the problem that we're really trying to prevent because we know it's on the horizon.
And folks, just a reminder, there is a lawsuit going on right now, an original filing in our state Supreme Court brought forward by Law Forward. We've had their executive director, Jeff Mandel, on this program, making the argument that this sort of partisan gerrymandering is in effect anti-competitive and creates a monopoly of power, and that we should be drawing districts so that they are always competitive, so that every vote counts. We're going to talk to an election advocate on the other side. The incomparable Stacey Adams is next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.